6, brawling.
It's just this little chromium switch here. Why you people are so
tonight, here at the Powerhouse Church of the Presumptuous Assumption of the Blinding Light.
Oh, blinding light, oh, light that blinds, I cannot see, look out for me.
Yes, friends, welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning. With Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear friends, in these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away? Don't you know I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash? He's been up for a week, but he's coming down.
Hello, dear friends. It's so beautiful up here, dear friends. It's so clean. Yes, dear friends, there's no drunken drivers here. No broken glass, no air. Over.
White lightning, this is ground beef control. Do you read me? Over.
I read only good books. Over.
You must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
He's turning over!
Get thee behind me!
Are you in danger, Pastor?
All right, Roger. Just a little argument with my co-pilot. And guess what, Rog?
the little red needles pointing to E. And while that's always stood for excellent in my book, I guess it means I'm out of gas. You'll have to sink me and my friends, my favorite, HIM-1517!
We're marching, marching to Shibboleth with the eagle and the sword. We are praising Zion till her death, until we meet our last reward, our Lord's reward.
Zion, oh happy Zion, all wrapped but not detailed.
Lion, oh ferocious lion, his beard our mighty mane.
At first of day,
oh, we'll go marching, marching to Omaha with the buckram and the corn.
You'll hear us boom a state,
ha ha, as we cross the final ford,
the flaming ford.
Zion, oh mighty Zion, your bison now are dust. As your cornflakes rise against the rust-red skies, then our blood requires us must go. Marching, marching to Shibboleth with the eagle and the
buckram and the corn.
Sword praising Zion till her death,
uh-huh,
until we eat our last reward,
the flaming cord.
Zion, O righteous Zion, there is no one to blame for the homespun pies 'neath the cracking skies. Shall we
to dinner, 'cause God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it. Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not talking about hate. No, I'm talking about eight. Dinner at eight. Let's eat!
More sugar!
Ah, the glories of food. The communication of communion. Ethel and Rosenberg are passing among you now with the plates. I want you to pick up those plates and eat of those condiments there. I want you to fill your
body sure
and your heart and your mind with the thoughts and realities of dear friend. Jesus said, let us be as children.
No cookies.
And what do children do? They stop themselves from day to night. They eat. They fill themselves with reality.
Maraschino cherries. Half a jar of mayonnaise. Oh, that's my mascot. Laughing cow cheese, Jesus.
We must fill it and fill us with the fullness of it. We
oh,
must
my mouth dry.
Friends, the birds of our friends, the cows of our friends, the
but
birds.
I'm so hungry.
It's good to eat a friend, my friend.
There's nothing to
and
eat here.
And when the duck
here
comes down with the magic word, what is the word? The word is food. And we ate him. Eat!
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin 16-millimeter shell. And inside, it's delicious.
I'll bet.
That's Arnie's whole beef halves we deliver. Thirsty?
That's me.
Wouldn't you like some of this old Filipino creamy coming in shorts and quarts?
Yeah.
And tubs of slaw.
Give me two.
Sorry, only one tub per family. That's whole beef halves we deliver everywhere. Offer not good after curfew in sectors R or M.
They never come up into the hills, these guys.
This is the Hour of the Wolf news. Big light in skies later to appear in East. Sonic booms scare minority groups in Sector B. And there's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
Good morning. Those are the headlines. Now the rumors behind the news.
Needs
here
headlines
in a satellite report bounced from Concept 3 is reporter Felix Paparazzi.
And General
let's see. Deal. Ocelots. Poppers, Pike Nipples, Palumbra's Pizzas, Armenian Gardens, Tanks Juggernaut, Leviathan, Nick Swell. This is George Tirebiter, Camden N 200R. I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Man, nobody will come up here at all.
Sepient Negritude will come as a pleasant surprise to his honorary aquarium parents, Ralph Bunch and Ida Lupino.
Yeah, I'll bet it will.
In other news, final steps was taken in or near Washington to secure the merger of the U.S. government with TMZ General Corp.
Enough.
This former zinc bushing...
Come on up here if you want to eat. Come on up, darling. Don't be afraid.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, friends? Pull the curtain, friend. Look at this. Look at this. Too much of admirable birds, correctly bound French fried chicken fingers. Too many cuts of Mother Baker's deep dish sheep dip cherry stone pie. Too many
really looks
cups
good.
Of slaw.
Oh, no, man. I want more.
Then
more.
Take some, friends. Then dip deep, darlings. Take some hot buttered throat clusters.
Okay, man. You've been talking a lot. Hand them over here.
Here you are.
Man, what? Oh, my God. You're still warm.
Hey, thank you,
they're
friend.
Covered with... thank you. This is amazing.
Hey,
thank you, thank you.
With your mouth full, I'll talk to you eat.
Okay, I'm eating.
While you eat, be assured, dear friends, that one of the two greatest guys in the universe, that great guy upstairs,
thank
is
you.
Thanking me.
Thank you.
As you are thanking me.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't that change your heart, friends? Don't
certainly
you
does.
Feel your heart burning?
Oh, I can feel it.
Can you feel a change? Are you full? Don't you
Oh, right on, Dale.
Are you changing,
I am
changing with the time, so let's meet him.
Well, Jerry, our next famous fall guy is still putting his art in cans from Canada to Kashmir. Winner of the Academy's coveted Good Sport Award in 1956 for Excellence in Hollywood, meet George Leroy Tirebiter.
Hubba, hubba, George. What a suit. Well, it's nice to see you looking like you're back on your feet again, George, and ready to play our little game again.
Thank you very much.
George, first a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr. Yellow.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George,
you don't have any little throat clusters I can chew on, maybe, do you?
Later, George. You won't want to eat in a minute after you turn your back and get ready for this stab from the past.
Oh, my.
All right, George. Now, you remember all those lovable, stupid, Porgy and Mudhead movies you were responsible for?
My goodness, I haven't seen any of those in
years.
Well,
Georgie, what are you going to do when the original Bottles, Mudhead's crazy hopped-up girlfriend, drops right through that celebrity trap door?
Oh, no, that woman's trying to kill me.
Let's talk about your car. It's screaming, wash me, please. Now, if you're a Mr. Common Sense, you won't believe me when I tell you that I've got an envelope that'll clean your car while you're driving at home to work. Well, George, believe me, this time, because this one isn't like the Austrian self-sharpening razors. No, friends, no overheating like with the tropical fishes. No zizzing and dripping like with the dike.
I don't want it anymore, Dr. Gunderson.
Don't want what, child?
My coffee. The warden says he's tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the secret ingredient in Ersatz Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here. A blend of the finest Brazilian soya beans, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish flies.
Oh.
Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
The next morning...
More coffee, Warden.
Oh, no, I think I've had enough.
Ersatz Brothers coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
not in any way want to put myself into a confrontatory position, either with the United Snakes or with them. And you can believe me, because I never lie, and I'm always right. So wake up and take a look at your only logical choice. Me, George Tirebiter.
Paid for by the Tirebiter for Political Solutions Committee, Sector R.
This is you, TV, for you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Tirebiter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's sodium shop to trim a red with red hair. Doobie-doo-wah, Porgy. Tirebiter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew! Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tell
you about it! You're coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, groat cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. Boy. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
But, gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Oh, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you gonna do tomorrow, after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P. Oh!
some. Thank you, fellow kids. Quiet. In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy a rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science high. Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm gonna cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you gonna graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! Morse Science High! It's disappeared!
Peter, except you seem to lose the reality.